Coming. It's 25 past four. Charlie with you on 774 ABC Melbourne. To something else now, and I want you to think about the airport. You know, one of my favourite movies is Love Actually. And you know that scene at the start, it's Hugh Grant's voiceover talking about how wonderful airports are. And there's all people hugging and kissing, talking about the infinite possibility of the airport. People coming together, love, reuniting, meeting again. It's a land of such opportunity. And obviously that is well after clearing the queue to get into the airport. All the nice stuff happens after that. But the queue is a nightmare. It's a place of immeasurable stress. And it can ruin a good trip if it doesn't go well. You know what I'm talking about. Those queues. Queue for the bag drop-off. Queue for security. Queue for immigration. The queues go on and on and on. And I want to know, give me a call, 1-300-222-774. If you could pay a small fee, something like $20, to skip those lines, would you do it? Would you pay $20? Maybe $30? How high would you go to not have to queue up at the airport, just to swan through to the duty-free and not have to worry with any of that? Give me a call, 1-300-222-774. Let me know if you would pay to skip the queues at the airport. And I'm asking because that's exactly what Sydney Airport has introduced, a $20 fee for international travellers for priority lanes in security and immigration. So should Melbourne introduce the same thing, or is it just another cost for convenience at the airport and so the airport can make more money? Maybe you've got some other ideas of how we can improve our travel time at the airport. How can the airport experience get better? Give me a call, 1-300-222-774. I'd love to hear from you. I'm joined now by Belinda Jackson, who's a freelance travel journalist and host of the travel podcast, The World Awaits. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Hi, Charlie. Goodness, how to make it easier going through airports. Probably not charge us as much. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
That's right. If everything was cheaper, then we'd all be more relaxed. So what do you make of this idea in Sydney of letting people buy their way into the express lane?
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know, this would appeal to people who can't get out of Sydney fast enough. And as a Melbournean, I'm not making any comments there. Do you know what I reckon? I think it's at the wrong end of the journey because when you're leaving town, you know, you're fresh, mostly fresh because, you know, and you're still coming over the bill shop from the parking and stuff like that. But that's not the issue. I think it's the issue coming back. Thin, don't you? It's like when you've been sitting on a plane for the last 14 hours, you've got, you know, one of your kids has vomited on you, you've got all of your bags of duty free and stuff like that. So I actually think it's at the wrong end of the stick. I think, if you look at me, I am notorious for running hard to the wire with flights, you know, like getting there without a minute to waste. So I don't just spend hours hanging around the airports shelling out money that I could better spend at the airport. So
you raise an interesting question though, Belinda. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like, and I cut it way too fine. I'm late to too many things in my life. And I will say this, I've nearly missed flights. I've nearly missed international flights. There are times where for me to be able to throw down $20 so that I know I'm going to make my flight. Now that makes a lot of sense.
I thought about that because I think that we are singing from the same hymn sheet, and I was actually thinking that would make me worse. Like I already give everybody I travel with, I'm like, no, it'll be fine, we'll be there, you know, we'll get there. If I had that fast track in my pocket, I'm like, no, do you know what, that saves me another 15 minutes. So I don't know that it's actually even better for my heart rate, really, on this one. But, you know, it's really, you don't get out of the bag drop. You've still got to, you know, the great leveler is wrangling, especially with those non-human bag drops too. So you still, this gets you through security and immigration. Basically, it's for people who don't want to queue but can't afford not to, really, you know, because you don't have business class and you don't have first class. So you're kind of like just paying $20 to feel a little bit business classy, maybe. That's my read on the whole thing anyway.
That might not be so bad at all, provided they give you a tiny little champagne in the experience. 1-300-222-774. Let us know what you think. Would you pay a little bit extra to be able to skip the lines for security and immigration when you're getting out of Melbourne Airport and heading overseas? Would you pay a little bit for a fast track pass? I want to know. 1-300-222-774. Belinda, are there other airports in the world that have this sort of, you know, pay for an express lane for the business class light experience?
Business class light's a great way of putting it. Look, I think everybody has got some sort of fast track going on, but a lot of it is the most noticeable ones. And I think anybody who's been to Bali, and I think that's probably most people who are listening, know that, you know, you pay that when you come into Bali. When you were arriving, so that you've got that person picking up your bags. And then you run past the other 300 people that have been sitting in the plane with you, and everybody hates you just that little tiny bit because they're like, far out, why didn't I do that? So it's quite common. I mean, I years ago, going through, you know, the pinnacle of airport beauty, and that is Scandinavian airports, of course, they have had things like family fast track for decades, and they are spectacular because when you're juggling all of this, and that's why I think, you know, it really appeals to families, you're juggling all of your junk. They literally pull you aside and push you into these fast track lanes to get to go through as you're on arrival. So they'll have them beside the business class one. So I remember flying out of Oslo, I think it was, and I went to go into the family fast track, and there were two businessmen beside me, and they were on their phones and looking really important. And they walked in front of me, and an official actually grabbed them and said, "Sorry, this is the family people. You have to go stand over here."
Oh, that is music.
And it was
music to my ears, Belinda. Because we miss out when you get off and you're coming through and there's the automatic gates for the immigration now, the scanners. Mm. If you've got kids, you can't do that. Your kids can't marshal all of that. It's too hard. You have to line up. To have the express for families, that sounds great.
Yeah. Well, look, the smart tracks used to be 16 years when you were coming and I'm talking about Melbourne here now. So the smart gates used to be 16 years. They're now for seven-year-olds and above. I know they've dropped them, which is incredible. Like, I remember with my vomiting child standing in the queue going, please hurry up and just grow up to 16. So now seven. So, you know, you're getting there, Charlie. But I did actually check with Melbourne Airport, and they said they have no plans to introduce this $20 to let you bypass those queues. They said possibly because their queues were so short and efficient. And I've got to say, the issue again is not getting out of there. It's coming back in. But one thing, the great leveler for all of them when you are coming back in, no matter what class you're in, is those agricultural checks. The customs, have you, like, for the people that always buy the sausage, you know, or the spices.
That's right.
Which I am guilty. That is the great leveler, and you cannot buy your way through that.
Absolutely true. Belinda Jackson, freelance travel journalist, host of The World Awaits Travel Podcast. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
A pleasure, Charlie.
So what do you make of that? 1-300-222-774. Would you like a fast track? Well, I just stick to my business of counterfeit express cards that I sell at the airport to help people through nice and quick. What do you reckon? Or should there be no special treatment for anyone? We just battle it out and accept that we all suffer together. Let me know, 1-300-222-774. Also, if you've got any tech questions, Lee Stark is on the way for Tech Talk